Gemara Makot. Masechet Makot has been donated anonymously in honor of Morris Dweck, Sammy Esses, Yaron Mizrahi, and Tuvi Asis for their endless work for the Kahal Kadosh, Bet Yaakov. May Hashem give them continued strength in order to serve the Kahal and the community, the Shem Shamayim, in good health and prosperity and shalom. Amen.
Amen.
Daf Yud Tet. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Dina Bat Sara. El La Refarala. Refuah Nefesh, Refuah Taguf, Refuah Takra, Walabo, Vechen Yerasom, Venomar. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Le'alu Nishmat, Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Het Amud Bet, and we are all the way on the bottom line. Amar Rabba Bar Ada Amar B'Yitzhak Bikurim. Regarding Bikurim, those are the first fruits. Me'ematai Mehayevin Alehen. From what stage of the Bikurim, of the process, is one who eats it going to be Hayav? Now we need to understand this question. This question can be explained in three different ways. There's three laws that surround the eating of Bikurim. Number one, one is not allowed to eat the Bikurim outside the walls of Jerusalem. Number two, the Kohen is not allowed to eat the Bikurim, even though the Bikurim are designated for the Kohanim, but they cannot eat it until something is done to the Bikurim. We call that Davara Matir, the item that is Matir. Either it's the Kiriyah, whether it's the Hanaha. And the third thing is that even after the Bikurim becomes permissible for the Kohanim, it still remains forbidden for a Zar, for a non-Kohen. So now with that introduction, look at the way that she learns the question. First Rashi on the daf, Mitat Zar Ha'ochlan. So Rashi wants to know, from when is the Zar Hayav? The punishment of a zar, of a non-kohen eating bikurim, is mitah b'deshamayim. So the question of the Gemara is, at what stage does the bikurim become asur for a zar to eat? Now Tosfot understands the question that when is a kohen going to be hayav malkut if he eats the bikurim outside of Jerusalem? So he's learning it on the kohen. When is the kohen's hayuv? When he eats it outside of Jerusalem. And the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, they understand this question that it's talking about before Bikurim, before the Davar HaMatir, before something was done to the Bikurim, so it's going to be Asur as well. So the Gemara's question is, from when is the Bikurim Asur? Meaning for a Kohen and for a Yisrael, when is it going to be Hayav Mitah B'Deshamayim? So Gemara says, Mishiru Pene HaBayit. Once they enter the Azara, once the Bikurim come in into the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, so now at that point over there, they are qualified as Bikurim. If the Kohen eats it at that stage, so now he's going to be Hayav Malkut, because it's not finished, the process is not finished yet. And if a Yisrael eats it, a Zar, he will be Hayav Mita B'Deshamayim. Keman, who is this going like? Ki Aitana, like the following Tana, the Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bikurim, regarding the Bikurim, Miksatan Bachotsu, Miksatan Bifnim, which means, let's say you placed it on the gate of the Azara, the opening of the Azara of the courtyard. Part of the Bikurim is inside, and part is outside. Shibachutz, the part that never entered the Azara, harehen kicholin lechodavrehem. It's cholin. Doesn't have the kedusha of Bikurim yet. Therefore, if Kohen eats it at that time, he's not allowed to eat it, but if he eats it, he's not going to be hayav malkut. And if Israel eats it, he's not going to be hayav mitav deshamayim. Shibifnim, but the part of the Bikurim that's inside, harehen kehigdesh. It has the status of Hekdesh, which means that already is the cutoff point. Once the Bikurim enter the Azara, so now already it has a deen of Kodesh, and therefore these deenim start to kick in. Again, if Israel eats it at that point, it's Hayam Mitah B'Deshamayim. If a Kohen eats it at that point, because you didn't finish the process yet, but it already becomes Kodesh, you enter the Azara. Oh, once it enters Azara, so now if a Kohen eats it, he's going to be Hayav Malkut. Amar Rav Sheshat. There comes a Gemara and says the name of Rav Sheshat. Bikurim. Regarding Bikurim. Hanaha me'akevet bahem. Kiriya en me'akevet bahem. So this is a subject that we learned already. When it comes to the Bikurim, according to Rav Sheshat, the main item that's matirit is the Hanaha, which means Hanaha is mandatory. For the Bikurim to become viable, you need to place it in front of the Mizbeah. Hanaha. However, kiriya in ma'akev et bahem, but the reading, if you didn't do the recitation of Arami Ovid Avi, it's not ma'akev. The main thing is the Hanaha. Keman, who is this going like? Ki hai Tana. It's going like the following Tana. The Tanya, we have a Braita. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Shilosha Devarim Mishum Shilosha Zekini. He said three different things from three different Hachamim. All of them are connected to our sugya. He heard three different halachot from three different zekini, three different tachamim. We start. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yachol Ya'ale Adam Ma'asir Shini Bazeman Adze Birushalayim V'yochelenu. Rabbi Yishmael has an interesting question. Can a person today, there's no Beit HaMikdash, can a person go to Jerusalem and bring his Ma'asir Shini, just like they used to do in the times of the Beit HaMikdash? Can a person do that? So the Gemara says, Vidinhu. Seemingly, we can learn it from somewhere else. Bechor ta'un hava'at makom. Bechor, that's the first born animal. It also has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. Uma'asir sheni ta'un hava'at makom. Ma'asir sheni is similar to Bechor. It also needs to be brought up to Yerushalayim. So then we can make a mamatzinu. We can make a learning from Bechor to Ma'asir Sheni. Ma Bechor eno ela b'fnei habayit, just like Bechor, only applies when there was a Beit HaMikdash and not b'zman hazeh, which means it was not eaten after the Churban, because you don't have a Mizbeach, you need a Mizbeach to put it on. So therefore, since there's no Mizbeach, Bechor doesn't apply. Af Ma'asir, so I'll say the same thing by Ma'asir Sheni, eno ela b'fnei habayit. So that's the first way of understanding it. That Bechor and Ma'asir Sheni are similar. Just like Bechor only applies when there is a Beit HaMikdash, so too Ma'asir. The Gemara says, wait, Ma le Bechor sheken ta'un matan damin ve'emurim legabe mizbeah. I can tell you, no. The only reason why Bechor doesn't apply bizman hazeh, because you need a Beit HaMikdash. Because you need to put the blood of the Korban on of the Bechor on the mizbeah, and you need to bring some of the meat on the mizbeah. I could argue that when it comes to Ma'asir Sheni, you don't need any Beit HaMikdash, you just need Jerusalem. So therefore, no proof from Bechor. So the Gemara says, no, Bikurim Yochihu, which means I'll bring you a proof from Bikurim. Bikurim is the first fruits. Now they also have to be brought up to Jerusalem, and there's no blood obviously by Bikurim, and there's no meat or fats that are put on the Mizbeach, and still, they are only eaten bizman shebet hamikdash kayam, because it says in the pasuk, "V'nicho lefnei mizbach Hashem Elohecha." You have to place the bikurim in front of the mizbeach. So obviously, you need a mizbeach. So you see that what I'll say that ma'asir sheni as well will not be eaten in the bizman shebet hamikdash kayam, even though it doesn't need matan damim, even though it doesn't need putting the bloods and the emurim on the mizbeach. Which means, okay, you don't want to learn from Bechor. You tell me Bechor has matan damim, has blood, and needs a mizbeach. So I'll bring you Bikurim. Bikurim that needs Hava'at Makom, needs to be brought to Shalayim, and does not have matan damim legabe mizbeach, and still it's not eaten only where the Mizman Shemet Avdashkaya. So I'll say the same thing by Ma'asir Sheni, that since there's no Beit HaMikdash, you cannot bring the Ma'asir Sheni. Gemara says, Ma the Bikurim sheken te'onin hanaha. No, Bikurim needs hanaha, like I just told you, it needs to be put in front of the Mizbeach. And therefore, if you don't have a Mizbeach, you can't bring the Bikurim. Mashi'enkin, when it comes to Ma'asir Sheni, you don't need to put it in front of the Mizbeach. You just have to bring it to Jerusalem. So it's possible that maybe you will have to bring the Ma'asir Sheni bizman hazeh to Yerushalayim. So therefore, basically, you can't learn the law of Ma'asir Sheni from Imam Matzinu. You can't learn it from Bechor or Bikurim, because they are different. So Gemara says, Talmud Lomar. So now where am I going to learn it from? V'achalta lifnei Hashem Elohecha. It says that you're going to eat the ma'aser in front of Hashem. And the pasuk says, "B'makom asher yivhar." Okay, that's the Yerushalayim. Makish ma'aser lebechor. Now, in this pasuk, it says ma'aser, and it also says bechor. It's talking about both of them. The pasuk completely says, "B'makom asher yivhar l'shaken shemosham ma'aser deganecha turushecha v'yisarecha ubchorot bekarecha v'sonecha." So the pasuk juxtaposes bechor and ma'aser sheni. Makish ma'aser lebechor. Ma bechor eno elathne habayit, af maaser eno elathne habayit. So Rabbi Ishmael basically proves it from Pesukim that just like bechor is only befne habayit, so too maaser shini is only befne habayit. Now we get to the proof. Ve'im ita, and if you're going to tell me that according to Rabbi Ishmael, that the kiri'ah is me'akev, that the kiri'ah is mandatory, so in his claim that he said earlier, Rabbi Ishmael, when he was giving his proofs, the Gemara says, "Ma le bikurim sheken te'unim hanaha." He said, "No, bikurim is different because bikurim needs to be placed in front of the mizbeach." Why didn't he say lefroch ma le bikurim sheken te'unim kiriyah v'hanaha? He should have said that bikurim are different in this or special in the sense that they need two things: they need kiriyah and hanaha in front of the mizbeach, ma she'en ken ma'aser sheni, which means, when the Rabbi Ishmael was rejecting the proof of Bikurim, he said, "No, Bikurim is special. It needs Hanaha." Why didn't he say it needs Kiriyah and Hanaha? Ela must be because he holds that Kiriyah is not Me'akevet. So Rav Sheshat that said that the Kiriyah is not Me'akevet, only the Hanaha, must be going like Rabbi Ishmael. So comes Gemara and says, Amar Rav Asher, Nihi de'ikuba leka. Granted, you want to tell me according to Rabbi Ishmael, Kiriyah is not mandatory. Mitzvah mi leka? But there still is a mitzvah. There is still a mitzvah to read. Everybody agrees that Chetarat's mitzvah to read. Lema mitzvah v'lefruch. Which means Rabbi Ishmael could have said, Bikurim is different than Ma'asir. For two reasons. Number one, you have to do Hanaha. And number two, because there's a special mitzvah of Kiriyah. Which means, granted that maybe you don't have a hayuv of Kiriyah, but mitzvah kiriyah you do have, so that makes bikurim different than ma'asir sheni as well. Because your whole proof was what? That you want to tell me learn from ma'asir sheni, learn from bechor. Ma bechor has to be in Jerusalem, and it's only when the Beit HaMikdash is kayam. So to ma'asir sheni. So the Bishmer says no, bechor is different because bechor I can tell you needs hanaha. That has a special humnah, needs hanaha. That's what's only in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. He could have said two things. He could have said hanaha, and there's a mitzvah, maybe not mandatory, but there's a mitzvah to do kiriyah. Which means, why didn't he ask from kiriyah as well? Which means, you have no ra'ayat that he didn't mention kiriyah, so you tell me, oh, must be he holds, it's not mandatory. Good. But he agrees it's a mitzvah, he should have mentioned it. So the Gemara explains why he didn't. Ela Amar Rav Asher. I'll tell you why he didn't mention Kiriyah at all. Amar Rav Asher, Kevan Di'ika Bikuri Hagir. Because there's a certain situation where there's not even a mitzvah to read the to make the Kiriyah. That's the Bikurim of a convert. Deba'er Lememar. Because in the recitation, there's Asher Nishba Hashem La'avotenu. That God gave us the land that he gave to our fathers. Now he cannot say la'avotinu because he's a convert. Ve'lo matze amad. He cannot say those words because God did not promise the land to the father of the convert. And therefore, again, he brings bikurim, but he doesn't read at all. Therefore, lo psikale. The chiyuv of kiriyah is not kavua. It's not established across the board. And therefore, the Bishmael, that's why he didn't mention kiriyah. Which is, I could argue and tell you, maybe the Bishmael holds kiriyah, generally speaking, is me'akevet. But the reason why he didn't use kiriyah in his argument is because not everybody's hayav kiriyah. There are some people that bring bikurim that they don't read the kiriyah. For example, the ger. And therefore, he brought his proof from bikurim is different than ma'asin sheni because bikurim has hanaha. But in the chenameh, could be bikurim also he holds kiriyah as me'akev. So why didn't you mention it in your argument? I didn't mention it in my argument because there's a certain somebody that's exempt from the kiriyah. So I wanted to bring things that are conclusive across the board. So therefore, again, the Gemara rejects the proof of Asher, rejects the proof that we tried to bring from Rabbi Ishmael that wants to say that the kiriyah is not me'akev. Adrabah, he could hold the kiriyah is me'akev. Kriya is mandatory. The reason why I didn't say it is because he didn't want to discuss a subject that is flexible, that some people are do it and some people don't do it. Namely, the ger. Comes the Gemara and says, okay, so Rabbi Ishmael, let's again review what's going on over here. Rabbi Ishmael is trying to prove, how do you know that Maaseh, what's the deen of Maaseh Sheni Bizman Azeh? Do you have to bring it up to Jerusalem and eat it, even though there's no Beit HaMikdash? Now, before he brought his pasuk, he was trying to learn from Bechor. He said, just like Bechor, Bizman Azeh, Bechor needs to be eaten in Jerusalem, and Bizman Azeh, you don't do it, so too Maaseh. We said, no, Bechor is different. Bechor needs a Mizbeah, because he has to sprinkle has to put the blood on the Mizbeah. Maaseh doesn't have that. Oh, Bikurim will disprove that. Because Bikurim, they don't have blood. There's no blood by Bikurim on the Mizbeah, no meat on the Mizbeah. And still, Bizman Azeh, you don't bring the Bikurim up to Jerusalem. So I'll say, Maaseh Sheni, also you don't have to bring it up to Jerusalem. Says, no, Bikurim is different. Bikurim is special, because you need Hanaha. So therefore, we tried to learn from Bechor, no good. We tried to learn from Bikurim, no good. So we brought from a Pasuk. Now, normally, when we have a limud like that, what the next stage is, before we go to Pesukim, what we do is we try to learn from both of them, which means Bechor has something that Bikurim doesn't have, and Bikurim has something that Bechor doesn't have. So, which means Bechor has damim, he's a mizbeah because there's blood. Bikurim doesn't have that. But Bikurim has hanaha, but Bechor doesn't have that. And they both have the same result. The same result is, you don't have to go, you don't bring it up to Jerusalem today. So why didn't the Gemara learn from both of them? And usually we would say like this, lo re'izeh k'izeh, ve'lo re'izeh k'izeh, that their stringencies are not similar, and therefore the stringencies are not bringing the result, must be coming from a different reason, but we can learn what they have in common. What they have in common is, they both have to be eaten in Jerusalem, and bizman azeh, they don't go. Hu adin, when it comes to Maaseh Sheni, why didn't the Gemara use that style? And that's the Gemara's really question. Velit velehedar dina. Rabbi Ishmael should say, Bikurim needs anaha. Oh, I'll say, Bechor yuchiyah. Bechor needs damim. Oh, Bikurim yuchiyah. Oh, so then I say, Lord Izeh Kirizeh, that they both, their stringencies are not similar, so now I look for having common. Vetiti bimahatzad. And then I say, Tzad HaShaveh, what do they have in common? That they're both obligated to eat in Jerusalem, and Bizman HaZeh, they don't eat in Jerusalem. Afani Avi Maaseh Sheni, that what? From a combination of a limud between Bikurim and Bechor. Why couldn't you learn it from a combination? Why do you have to jump to the Pasuk? You could have learned it from a combination of Bikurim and Bechor. So Gemara says, because even what they have in common, I could break it. I could be mafrich. I can make a percha. Mishum di ikale mifrach ma letzad hashaveh shebahem sheken yesh bahen sad mizbeah. Exactly, which means they might not have the exact properties similar to each other. Bikurim as placing it in front of the mizbeach, Bechor as putting the blood of the Bechor on the mizbeach, but they do have in common, both of them, there's something to do with the mizbeach. It's got to have a connection to the mizbeach, either placing it in front of the mizbeach or blood in front of the mizbeach. Their connection to the mizbeach might be different, but they need a connection to the mizbeach. So therefore, they are similar in the sense they have a connection to the Mizbeah. I could argue, that's why you don't bring it up to Jerusalem today, because there's no Beit HaMikdash. Masheenken Maaseh, I could argue, there's no connection to the Mizbeah. And therefore, maybe Bizman HaZeh, you can bring it up, or you have to bring it up. That's why the Gemara could not even learn from a combination of Bikurim and Bechor, because what they have in common is Sad Mizbeah. True. The Mizbeah by Bikurim and Bechor is different in the sense that its connection to the Mizbeah is different. This is with the blood, and this is with placing it. But the point is, since they both have a Mizbeah in common, I could argue that's why you have to bring it to Jerusalem. And that's why you're not Hayaf, because there is no Beit HaMikdash. Masheenken Maaseh, I could argue that doesn't have a Mizbeah at all. You don't need a Mizbeah by Maaseh Sheni. Maybe even Bizman HaZeh, you have to bring it up. Now, the Gemara is discussing that what? That we wanted to learn from Bechor and Maaseh Sheni, And the Gemara clearly said that Bechor Bezman Hazeh, you're not allowed to eat. Right? Bechor you don't bring up to Yerushalayim today, even though you don't have a Bet HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Umayka Sabar, what does the Rabbi Ishmael hold? Why was it Pashut to him that you don't bring up Bikurim to Jerusalem today? Now I know what you're going to tell me, Rabbi, because we don't have a Mizbeach. It's not so simple. Why was it so Pashut for the Rabbi Ishmael that you tell me Bechor Bezman Hazeh, the firstborn animal, you don't bring up to Jerusalem? The Gemara says, Ika Sabar, if he holds Kiddusha Rishona, Kiddusha L'Sha'ata, V'Kiddusha L'Atid Lavo, that the first Kiddusha of Jerusalem, even at the time of the destruction, never went away. I mean, Jerusalem still remains Mekdusha. Now, if that's your assumption, that's why you had a question of Ma'aser Sheni. That if the place of the Mekdash remains Mekdusha, so therefore, when it says by Ma'aser Sheni that you have to eat the Ma'aser Sheni in front of God, Lefnei Hashem Elohecha, I could argue that maybe it's not to eat it in Yerushalayim. Because maybe even after the destruction of the temple, the Kiddusha remains there, and if it's considered Lefnei Hashem Elohecha. Oh, so the Gemara says, if that's the case, Afilu Bechor Nameh. So then even Bechor, the Gemara should have assumed that you should be able to bring it in Jerusalem and eat it there. Because if the Bet HaMikdash's Kiddusha is still there, then we should be able to even bring Korbanot Bezman Bet in Bamkot Bet HaMikdash, which is if the Kiddusha of Jerusalem is still there. So go up to the place over there, build the Mizbeah, and go bring Korban, which means, once you're telling me that the Kiddusha is still there, and that's why you had a question to bring Ma'asir Sheni up, the Chaura, you should have the same question by Bechor. Go up to Jerusalem, bring a Korban, and bring the Bechor. If the Kiddusha is still there, there should be no difference between Ma'asir and Bechor. Now, Ika Savar, Kiddusha Rishona Kiddusha L'Shata V'lo Kiddusha L'Atid Lavo. Now, on the other hand, if you hold that the first Kiddusha of Jerusalem after the Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kiddusha left, and therefore, if there's no Kiddusha, then what's the She'ela about Ma'aseh Sheni? So the She'ela is, if Jerusalem is still considered Lefnei Hashem Elohecha, even though you don't have any Kiddusha to the place of the Mikdash. And therefore, I can say that since Ma'aseh Sheni doesn't need any service in the Bet HaMikdash, maybe you still have to eat Ma'aseh Sheni, or maybe I could argue and say, no, without the Kiddusha of the Bet HaMikdash, it's not considered Lefnei Hashem Elohecha. Good, so that was my She'elah by Ma'aseh Sheni. Again, if you tell me that there's no Kiddusha in Yerushalayim anymore, the Kiddusha was destroyed at the time of the Bet HaMikdash, so my She'elah is, maybe Ma'aseh Sheni, anyway you bring it up to Yerushalayim, well, maybe it's still considered Lefnei Hashem Elohecha, because really I don't need a Bet HaMikdash for the Ma'aseh Sheni. Or I say, no, that since there's no Kiddusha in Yerushalayim anymore in the Bet HaMikdash area, maybe it's not considered Lefnei Hashem Elohecha. So the Gemara says, if that's your question, Afilu Bechor Nameh Teba'eh, that's the case, he should have had the similar Safek by Bechor. Which means, let's assume an interesting case. Let's talk about a case like this. Let's talk about a case where you had the Bet HaMikdash, and they brought the Bechor, and they sprinkled its blood, and they put the meat on the Mizbeach, and therefore all the service that was needed for the Bet HaMikdash was done. And then what happened? The Bet HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Kohen did not yet eat from the meat. So the Gemara's question should be, is it permissible to eat the meat of the Bechor in Yerushalayim after the Korban or not? Which means, just like you had a Safek by Ma'aser Sheni, you should have a Safek by Bechor in a rare case, but still it's hypothetical. That just like by Ma'aser Sheni, your question was, there's no Kiddusha in Yerushalayim, but maybe it's considered Lefnei Hashem Elohecha, because I don't need the Bet HaMikdash for Ma'aser Sheni. Or, similarly, I should ask a question. In the case where, let's say, you don't need the Bet HaMikdash for Bechor, how is it possible you don't need the Bet HaMikdash for Bechor? Well, you brought the blood on the Mizbeach, and you brought the meat on the Mizbeach, the Bet HaMikdash got destroyed. Now the Kohen has the meat of the Bechor, it should be a question. Does he still have to bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat it? Do we still say that even though there's no Kiddusha in Yerushalayim, it's still considered Lefnei Hashem Elohecha? Or do we say no? And just like you had the Safek by Ma'aser Sheni, you should still have the same Safek by Bechor. So the Gemara is asking again, Mimma Nafshach, if the Kiddusha is still there, and therefore you assume that you can bring your Ma'aser Sheni up, you should be able to bring the Bechor, meaning even sacrifice it in Jerusalem, Bezman Hazeh. And if you hold the Kiddusha left, and you still have a sefek if she should bring Maaseh Sheni up. You should have the same sefek if she should go eat Bechor that doesn't need a Mizbeach because it was brought on the Mizbeach already. You should have the same sefek. So the Ravina is going to answer this question. Amar Ravina Le'olam Kasavar. Really, I'll tell you that Rabbi Ishmael holds Kitcha L'Shata Be'lo Kitcha La'atid Lavo. That really the Kiddusha of Yerushalayim was L'Shata, was for its moment. But there's no Kiddusha, lo Kiddusha L'atid Lavo. After the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, the Kiddusha left. Ve'acha, and what are we talking about over here? Bebechor shenizrak tamo kodem horban abayit. We're talking about like the case I told you, a bechor that they sprinkled the blood on the mizbeach before the destruction. That's good. Becharav abayit, and the Beit HaMikdash then got destroyed. Ubesarok ve'adayin besarok kayam, and the meat of the bechor is still around for the kohanim to eat. Oh, so what's the question? The Gemara says umakshinan besaro ledamo. According to Mishra, it's pashut that even such a bechor cannot be eaten today. Why? Because we make a hekesh, we make a connection of the mood between the meat of the bechor and the blood. Regarding bechor, the pasuk says, I'm quoting you the pasuk, ach bechor et damam tezrok al mizbeach, the blood you should sprinkle on the mizbeach, ubesaram yelach, and the meat should be for you. So we make a connection between the meat and the blood. Ma damo ba mizbeach, just like the blood, you need a mizbeach. Without a mizbeach, you can't do it. Af besaro ba mizbeach, so to the basar, you need the mizbeach. Without a mizbeach, you can't eat the basar. So therefore, Rabbi Ishmael, the way Rabbi Naz understanding him, which means really the kedusha of Jerusalem is not around. Okay, the kedusha left. So what's the deen? This pashut Rabbi Ishmael, you don't bring the meat to Jerusalem. You cannot bring it to Jerusalem and eat it bezman hazeh, because just like if there's a connection between the blood and the basar, just like the blood is talui in the Beit HaMikdash, so too the basar is talui in the Beit HaMikdash. Or once we make that hekesh between the dam and the basar of Bechor, umakish ma'asel Bechor, and then we make a second hekesh from Bechor to ma'asel. And therefore I say, just like Bechor, even when it doesn't need the Beit HaMikdash, even for the eating, you don't bring it up to Jerusalem, so too, bizman hazeh, you will not bring up Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Ishmael, you have a... you have a double hekesh, which means... Really, I can tell you, Rabbi Ishmael, hold, there's no kiddushah in Yerushalayim, bizman hazeh. Oh. And what's the what was his understanding? His understanding was that for sure Bechor you don't bring up. Why don't you bring it up? You don't need a Beit HaMikdash. You brought it already when there was a Beit HaMikdash, because we have a hekesh between the dam and the basar. Just like the dam needs a Beit HaMikdash, the basar needs a Beit HaMikdash. No Beit HaMikdash, you don't go up. Ah, once I learned that from Bechor, now I transfer that hekesh and I learn it to Maaser Sheni. That what? That just like Bechor, you don't go up, so too Ma'aseh Sheni, Bizman Hazeh, you don't go up to Yerushalayim. Oh, the only problem is like this. V'chi, davar alamed behekesh, chozer melamed behekesh, which means, we have a general rule when it comes to things of Kodesh. There's a rule in Shas, when it comes to learning things of Kodesh, like Bechor is Kodesh, we're assuming Ma'aser Sheni is Kodesh as well, you can't learn from something that was learned. Meaning, you can't learn from a double Hekesh. Meaning, you made a Hekesh first, the Dam to the Basar of Bechor. And after you made that Hekesh, you made a Hekesh between Bechor to Ma'aser Sheni. That's a double Hekesh. And when it comes to things of Kodesh, we don't use double Hekesh. So how could you tell me the Bishma is using a double Hekesh? I thought we don't learn like that when it comes to things of Kodesh. The Gemara says, I'm sorry. Ma'asar dagan hulinu. The Ma'asir Sheni is not considered Kodesh. It's considered hulin. And therefore, you could learn something that you learned from a Hekesh, you can make another Hekesh. Therefore, the first Hekesh will be the Basar and the Dam of Bechor. That just like the dam is talui on the mizbeah, so too basar, you can only go up when you have a Beit HaMikdash, when you have a mizbeah. Bizman hazeh, no Beit HaMikdash, no kedusha Beit HaMikdash. So we're going to say what? You don't go up. Similarly now, I'll learn from there to Ma'aseh Sheni. Ah, you can't learn Kodesh from Kodesh, from Hekesh to Hekesh. Ma'aseh Sheni is considered Cholil. The Gemara says, wait, it's not so simple. Ha niha leman de amar. This answer is good. That what? Matar lamed azlinan. Ela leman de amar. Batar melamed azlinan. Ma'ika lememar. Which means, in every hekesh, you have a lamed and you have a melamed. Lamed is the thing that you're learning to. And the melamed is the thing that I'm learning from. Let's discuss it in reality in this case. Over here, the lamed is the result. I'm learning ma'asir sheni. My source is Bechor. And once I establish something by Bechor, Bechor is the melamed. That's the teacher. And what I'm learning from Bechor, I apply it to ma'asir sheni, which is the lamed. Now, according to one opinion that says what? That which we said over here, that we're learning Ma'aser Sheni from a second Hekesh, from Bechor, so that's okay. Which means, since the second item, since the item that I'm learning is Hulin, I could learn Hulin from Kodesh, even though it's a double hekesh. That's a court opinion that says, so long as the item that was being learned is Hulin, so I can learn a double hekesh. That's fine. Because I said already, Hulin, Ma'aseh Sheni is Hulin. That's only according to the opinion that says you go after the Lamed. However, in the Laman Damar, but according to the opinion that says, Batan Melamed Azlinan, that you don't go after what you're learning, you go after the one that's teaching. And therefore, so long as the one that's teaching is Kodesh, you can't learn with a double Hekesh. Because here the one that's teaching is Bechor, and Bechor is Kodesh. And if you go after the teacher, and the rule is that you cannot learn a double Hekesh on something that's teaching, so therefore, are you back to the question, how can he learn this double Hekesh again? If you go that you can't learn a double Hekesh, the main thing is on what you're deriving. Good, so what I'm deriving here, the Lamed is Hulim. Good, so I can use a double Hekesh. But if the rule of double Hekesh goes on not what I'm deriving, it goes on the teacher, that if the teacher is Hekdesh, the Melamed is Hekdesh, I cannot learn a double. So here the teacher is Hekdesh, the teacher is Bechor. So Gemara says, Dam u'basar hadam miltahi. Hiddush. The Dam of the Bechor and the Basar are considered one item. It's part of the same Korban. And therefore, it's one item. Which means, when we say in Bechor that we're making a Hekesh between Dam and Basar, Dam and Basar is considered the same item. It's two parts of the same Korban. And therefore, it's considered one, which means, when we made this Hekesh between Basar and Dam, it's really considered all the same. And therefore, the first Hekesh is really just explaining to me the din of Bechor. That what? That the Basar and the Dam are talui in the Mikdash. So now I can make a second Hekesh to Bechor, from Bechor to Ma'aseh Sheni, to teach me that it applies as well. Let's read, do we have a Rashi on this? Let's read a Rashi. No, only a Hani Haleman de Amar. So again, let's review this last piece one more time. Gemara said that what, according to Rabbi Ishmael, we're talking about, there's no Kiddushah in Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh. The Kiddushah in Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh is Batel, no problem. The Kiddushah was only when there was a temple. Once the temple was destroyed, the Kiddushah left. Oh, so what's the case? We're talking about a Bechor over here that was brought in the time of the Beit HaMikdash. Good, so there was a Mizbeah, they sprinkled the blood, they put the meat on the Mizbeah, then the Beit HaMikdash got destroyed. And here comes our question. Once the Beit HaMikdash got destroyed, we want to know, can you still bring it up? Because I know there's no Kiddusha in Yerushalayim. I know that. But so what? You don't need a Beit HaMikdash, maybe. You only need a Beit HaMikdash for the parts that I had a Beit HaMikdash for. So maybe now I can bring it up. Gemara says, no, we have a hekesh between the dam and the basar. Just like the dam needs a mizbeach, and you don't bring it without, basar, we're going to say as well. Oh, and once I have that hekesh, I'm making a hekesh to ma'asid sheni. And I'm going to say what? That ma'asid sheni, even though you don't need a Beit HaMikdash for that, it's like Bechor, and therefore you cannot bring it up. Bizman is the only problem is, I thought by things of Bekdesh, you don't learn double Hekeshim. You can't learn Hekesh and then Hekesh to Hekesh. But look, you're not doing that. Ma'asid Sheni is Cholin. So you're learning from Hekdesh to Cholin. In that case, you can't learn a double Hekdesh. To that, give one our questions. That this cloud, that Davar Alamed Behekesh, if you say it's batal lamed azlinan, that it goes after the item that you're learning. I mean, I'm learning ma'ase sheni from this over here, and therefore, since it's cholin ma'ase sheni, no problem. So even though you're learning ma'ase sheni from a second hekesh, that's okay. However, according to the opinion that says batal lamed azlinan, that you go after the item of the hekesh rishon, and if the milamed is a din of kadashim. So that's it. You cannot learn a din of Hekesh that you learned from Kadashim and make another Hekesh. Ma'ika demar, what are you going to say? So again, to that, the Gemara's answer is, Dam u'basar hada milta. It's really not like a Hekesh. The Dam of the Bechor and the Basar, it's two parts of the same Korban. And therefore, it's considered, it's one item. Dam and Basar are all the same. It's the Pasuk is just teaching you a fact by Dam and Basar. That Dam is needs a Mizbeah. And basar also, it's not like two separate items, and therefore, the first hekesh is just giving us like giving us the rules of bechor atzmo. So from that, you can learn a second hekesh to the din of to ma'aseh sheni. He says, "Kevan shebasar bechor asur ba'achila." Right, since the basar is asur until zerikat adam anyway, achilata basar va'avodat adam neshavim le'inyan echad. It's all considered the same. So a hekesh shel basar le'adam eno ela melamed shebasar talui bedam v'dinam shaveh. It's not like a real limud. The hekesh of basar and dam is just teaching me that the basar is talui in the dam and that they have the same din. So in such a case, I'd be able to learn the Hekesh, and therefore, according to Bishmael, my conclusion of this Gemara is Ma'aser Sheni Bizman Azeh. I do not go up to Jerusalem and eat it. Even though I don't need a Beit HaMikdash for Ma'aser Sheni, still, I do not go up to eat the Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Comes the Gemara and continues. Good. We started in our Mishnah. We said in the Mishnah, Kodshe Kodashim, that's Korbanot, you're not allowed to eat them outside of the walls, or the Kila'im, that's the curtains, the times of the Mishkan. And Kadashim Kalim and Ma'asir Sheni, Chutz L'choma. This is what we want to know. That Ma'asir Sheni, you're not allowed to eat it outside the wall of Jerusalem. And if you eat Ma'asir Sheni outside the wall of Jerusalem, the Mishnah said you get Malkut. So the Gemara says, we learned that already. Tanina Hadazimna. We learned that already. That if you eat Ma'asir Sheni outside of Jerusalem, you get Malkut. How do I know? Because it says, it said in the Mishnah, Ma'asir Sheni, Vehekdesh Shelon Nivdu. That if a person ate Ma'asir Sheni, that wasn't redeemed. Now, Ma'asir Sheni that wasn't redeemed, it's about to eat it in Yerushalayim. So must be we're talking about over here that you're eating Ma'asir Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Which means if it wasn't redeemed, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So what are we talking about over here? Ma'asir Sheni Bekdesh Shelon Nivdu. That you were outside of Jerusalem and you didn't redeem the bit the Ma'asir. And if you didn't redeem it in Jerusalem, you don't have to redeem it in Jerusalem. Adraba, you eat it. And the fact that saying you didn't redeem it must be your outside. And therefore, what is the case? You ate Ma'asir Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. If that's the case, so we have a redundancy in the Mishnah. we have two Mishnayot that are telling me the same din, that if you ate Ma'asir Shini outside Yerushalayim, you get Malkut. Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Hanina Sefa B'Ma'asir Shini Tahor V'Gabra Tahor Deka Achil Chutz Lachoma. The second part of the Mishnah is talking about everybody's Tahor. The Ma'asir Shini is Tahor, and the guy is Tahor, and he ate it outside of the wall of Jerusalem, and therefore the din is he's going to get Malkut. Resha, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about, and the Fudimal, B'Ma'asir Shini Tameh V'Gavra Tameh. It's talking about that what? The Ma'asir Shini is Tameh, and the guy is Tahor, or Gavra Tameh, or a guy is Tameh, and the Ma'asir Shini is Tahor. B'Kachile V'Yerushalayim. And it's talking about where he's eating it in Jerusalem without a pidyon, which means if a person, the Hadush of the Mishnah is like this, if a person eats ma'asir sheni betum'ah in Yerushalayim, that's the place where you're supposed to eat the ma'asir, whether he is tameh or whether the ma'asir sheni is tameh, he's going to get malkut. So we have two hadushim. Number one, a simple hadush. You eat ma'asir sheni outside of Yerushalayim without a pidyon, malkut. Everybody's tahor. What are you doing? You cannot eat it outside of the wall. The second hadush of Mishnah is that when you're in Jerusalem, if you're tameh or the ma'asir sheni is tameh, so you're going to be chayav malkut, which means even in Jerusalem, on ma'asir sheni that's tameh, you can't eat it. We understand it because it's tameh or you're tameh, but you need to make a pidyon. Now, before we go further, we must read Rashi over here. Look at the Rashi. First line is a famous Rashi in Shas because of the historical context of it. Look at the Rashi on the second line. Hachi Garsinan. Actually, we need to go a drop further in order to appreciate this Rashi. Gemara says, where do you see that you're going to get malkut for eating ma'asir sheni betum'ah? That's the case of the Mishnah. You told me you're in Jerusalem, you didn't make pidyon, you ate the ma'asir sheni betum'ah. How do you know this from the Torah that you're going to get malkut? The Tanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, it says in the parasha, Vidui ma'asir used to be after the third year of the Shemitah and the sixth year of the Shemitah, a person would have to come in front of the Kohen and give full disclosure that he gave all the ma'asrot to the right people, and he didn't make any avonot regarding the giving out of the ma'asrot. He didn't eat them the wrong way and so on and so forth. That's called vidui ma'asir. So the Bishop on Omer, regarding this mitzvah vidui ma'asir, lo bi'arti mimenu betameh. What does he have to confess? What does he have to say in front of the Kohen? Which means, I did not burn ma'asir sheni. Don't be arti. I did not burn ma'asir sheni in order to cook it, let's say, or for making a fire. Betameh. What does betameh mean? Ben she'ani tameh v'hu tahor. Whether it's tameh and I was tahor. Ben she'ani tahor v'hu tameh. Or I was tahor and it was tameh. Now, ve'echan musar al achila in Yudea, which means from the words of the guy that's confessing, we see that what? That there must be an isur to eat ma'asir sheni betum'ah. Because what is he saying? Lo bi'arti mimenu betameh. I did not burn it for, again, personal purposes when it was tameh. Now, which means, obviously, once the person is tameh, or the ma'asir is tameh, the law is, you gotta burn it. That's for sure. But there's ways you gotta burn it. You can't burn it for personal usages. So the guy has to confess, Mr. Cohen, I'm confessing I did everything right. When the ma'asir became tameh, I did not burn it in the wrong way. Elawad, I got rid of it the right way. So what do you learn from here? From the deduction you see, for sure you can't eat it. Which means, you have to get rid of it. So here you see that what? Ma'asir sheni, that became tameh, or the person is tameh, he has to get rid of it. Good. Only problem is, it doesn't say it explicitly, don't eat ma'aser sheni b'tameh. He's just making a confession. I didn't do the wrong thing when it was tameh. I didn't burn it for personal benefits. So the question is, the Gemara says, "Vehechan muzhar alachila in Yodeya." But where's the explicit lo ta'aseh that you can't eat it betumah? That you're just learning that you got to get rid of it betumah. Right? You have to burn it. You got to get rid of it, and you can't burn it for personal usages. So the Gemara says, "I'll tell you." Tum'at haguf beheja ketid. When it's talking about the guy's tameh, I'm sorry. When it's talking about where the tum'at haguf of the guy beheja ketid. It says nefesh asher tigabo v'tamea ada'arif. It says a person that touched one of the tum'ot, he'll be tameh until the evening. Ve'lo yochal mina kodashim, and he cannot eat from the kodashim. Kodashim in that pasuk is referring to ma'asir sheni. The end of the pasuk says kiim rachaset besaro b'mayim. So clearly, you see over here that tumat haguf we have, which means your question is, how do you know tum'ah you're going to get malkut? What do you mean? You have asara clearly. Nefesh asher tigabo, somebody that touches tum'ah, the tame'ah da'ade, velo yochal min hakodashim. Clearly, somebody cannot eat ma'aser sheni. Which means, let him go to the mikveh, and that's it. Okay, so the Gemara is asking a question. What are you talking about? It's obvious that there's a pasuk for tum'ah. So the Gemara says, no, la tum'at atzmo minayin. That's what I want to know. I want a pasuk to teach me, how do you know that if the ma'asir sheni itself is tameh, I am tahor, and the ma'asir sheni is tameh, how do I know that I can't eat it? How do I know that there's malkut on that? Ah, that's what you're worried about. Talmud Lomar, so the pasuk says like this: Lo tuchal le'echol b'sha'arecha. When it talks about ma'aser sheni, it says you cannot eat ma'aser sheni in your gates, meaning outside of Jerusalem. Udhalanu omer, and later on it says by bechor, a bechor that becomes a ba'almum. That's a bechor that got a blemish. It says in the pasuk b'sha'arecha tochelenu hatameh v'hatahor. Which means over there, b'sha'arecha is gezerah shava. It says b'sha'arecha by ma'aser sheni. It says b'sha'arecha by bechor. What's the dinim? Number one, it says by ma'aser sheni, you cannot eat ma'aser sheni in your gates, in your sha'arecha. You have to eat it in Jerusalem. And then it says by a bechor that became a blemish, ba'al mum. On the contrary, b'sha'arecha tochelenu. Yes. In your gate, you shall eat it. Hatameh v'hatahor yahda. We have to see what that means. So the Gemara explains. V'tanya deber b'Yishma'el. We learned by b'Yishma'el. It says the pasuk b'Bechor. Hatameh v'hatahor yahdav. The tameh guy and the tahor guy will eat the bechor that became blemished yahdav. Afilu tameh v'tahor ochlin b'ke'ara achat v'in hoshishin. Amazing. Which is, you have a bechor that became blemished, a guy that was tameh and a guy that's tahor, they can eat from the meat of the bechor ba'almu from the same plate, and they don't have to worry. Which means the tameh can eat from the basar of a bechor, even though he is tameh, and what the tahor can eat from it as well, even though it's on the plate with the tameh meat and it touched it, and everything becomes a tameh. Which means when the pasuk is saying b'sha'arecha tochelen v'tameh v'tahor yahdav, it's teaching me that what. That when it comes to basar, bechor, ba'al mum, I don't care if the guy's tameh or whether the meat is tameh, they both are allowed to eat it. Which means the tameh and the tahor can sit together. The tameh is eating it, that's tameh guf, and the tahor, he's tahor, but the meat is tameh because it's on the same plate. But what? V'kama rahmana, but the pasuk says, Each tameh deshari lach kabet tahor hatam. Which means only that's by bechor I told you b'sha'arecha tochelenu, but by ma'asir sheni I said lo tuchal le'echol b'sha'arecha, which means what I was matir you by a tahor, by a tahor, by bechor, to eat meat that was tameh, that I only was matir you b'shadecha tochenenu by bechor. However, when it comes to maaser sheni, lo techu, the pasuk says lo tuchal lechol b'shadecha, and therefore I learned from there that what, that when it comes to maaser sheni that became tameh, your tahor and its tameh, you cannot eat it. Beautiful. Lo tuchal, we found the lo taaseh, which means what's mutar by bechor that says the word b'shadecha is asur by maaser sheni that says b'shadecha. By bechor it became tameh. So it says, "Hatahod yochelenu yahdav, hatov v'tamei yochelenu yahdav." That the guy is tahor and the meat is tameh, eat it, no problem. Oh, that when I was matir you by bechor, I am not matir you by maaser sheni. That if the item is tameh and you're tahor, you cannot eat it. So therefore, I found a lav, a lot ta'aseh, to teach me that one who eats maaser sheni betumah indeed is going to get malkut. Now, this is the Rashi that I wanted to show you. If you look at the Rashi on the second line, Hachi garsinan vehechan musar al achila shlo yochlan betumah ini yodeh tamudama lo tuchal kachi shenuya besifri ushikavua kan los pikol legomra adakshe gemara tumat aguf behejaketiv. Right, the gemara had a question. How do you know tumah? So the gemara says, what do you mean? How do you know tumah? Tumat aguf is written explicitly. Oh no, we didn't mean tumat aguf. How do we know tumat atzmo? That if the tumah, that if the maaseh sheni becomes tameh. Fine. And so about Maaseh Sheni, that pasuk, that if the person became tameh, he can go to the mikveh and he's able to eat. He can go to the mikveh and eat that day. When it comes to eating Maaseh Sheni, you don't have to wait till the night. He can eat it that day. That's what the pasuk says. Ve'taval ve'rahatz ve'achal. He goes to the mikveh that day. He's able to eat the Maaseh Sheni immediately that day. Comes the Rashi and now says in parentheses, Rabbeinu, that's Rashi, Gufo Tahor, his guf was holy, was tahor, was pure, v'yatza nishmato betahara, and his neshama left this world betahara, when he was writing this subject, lo pirish yoter, this is the last Rashi that he wrote in his life, mikan v'ilach lashon talmidor b'yuda bar Natan. From here on in, it's all the perush of his student, which means that Rashi, who he himself was tahor, when he was reading this Gemara and explaining it, discussions of the Tumah B'Tahara, his neshama left this world B'Tahara, because he was tahor, and his neshama left this world in expounding the laws of Tahora as well. Zechut Rashi HaKadosh, Yagin Aleinu, Amen. In any event, we have over here a conclusion of the Gemara that we proved that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, whether the guy is tahor and the thing is tameh, or the guy is tameh and the Maaser Sheni is tahor, either way we have lavs in the Torah. And therefore the Mishnah says you're going to get malkut in both situations. Now, the Gemara said that what it said in the Mishnah, that you get on Maaser Sheni that you didn't make pidyon. Maaser Sheni that you didn't make pidyon is talking about that Maaser Sheni that became tameh, that you brought it into Yerushalayim. Now, it says Shelo Nivdu. That's mashma over here, that once Maaser goes into Jerusalem, you can still make Pidyon. Normally we have a rule that once the Maaser gets into Jerusalem, there's no more Pidyon anymore. You gotta eat it. But here it's teaching me that Maaser Sheni that became Tameh, that it enters Jerusalem, that it's you need to make a Pidyon. So the Gemara, Uminalan de Bar Pidyahu, who told you that Maaser Sheni that's Tameh, you can still make a Pidyon, even in Jerusalem? Because again, get the rule. Generally speaking, Pidyon is done outside of Jerusalem. So, Damar bil Azad, minayin lemaaseh sheni shenitma, shepudin oto afilu birushalayim. Oh, that's exactly our question. Tamud lomar, ki lo tuchal se'eto. Pasuk says, simply, let's say, you're far away from Jerusalem. You can't carry the maaser. It's too heavy to carry the maaser from New York all the way to Jerusalem. So the pasuk says venatata b'kesef, so you can redeem it. Now I'm learning the word se'eto, meaning you can't carry it. It's too much of a load. But the Gemara says differently. Ve'en se'et ela achila. The word se'et over means you cannot eat it. Where do you see the word se'et means to eat? Shne'emar, when the brothers of Yosef came down to Mitzrayim and they ate by his table, so it says Vayisam Masot Me'et Panav, that Yosef took food from his table, and he sent it to the brothers. So you see the word se'et is to eat. So the pasuk is saying like this. The reason why you have to make pidyon is why? Ki lo tuchal se'eto, because you can't eat it. Ah, why can't you eat it? You can't eat it because it became tameh. That means you're in Jerusalem, and you can't eat it. If it didn't become tameh, you'd be able to eat it, because you're in Jerusalem. But the only reason why you can't eat it is because it became tameh. Also, what's the pasuk saying? Then you make a pinyon. So that's the source. Amar, the Gemara now discusses Ma'asir Sheni Tahor outside of Jerusalem. Till now we discussed Ma'asir Sheni Tameh in Jerusalem, pinyon. Now we go the other way. Amar Rabbi Bai Amar Vaseh Minayin the Ma'asir Sheni Tahor Shepodin Oto Afilu Pisi'ah Achat Chutz Lachoma. How do I know even if I'm one step out of the wall of Jerusalem, I can still make pinyon? That even though the pasuk says ki yirhak mimecha, you're far from Jerusalem. How do I know even if I'm not far? Even if I'm one step out of Jerusalem, I can still make pinyon. Shnei emar ki lo tuchal se'eto. Pasuk we just quoted. Now the word se'et, according to this pshat over here, is I can't carry it. Which means, so long as I need to carry the maaser, and I'm outside of Jerusalem and I can't carry it, I can make a pinyon. Which means, even one step out of Yerushalayim, I can't carry it. I have to carry it one step. So long as you just have to carry it even one step, because Pasuk says, Kilo yuk tuchal se'eto, I can't carry it. And therefore the se'et is like the pshat, that means to carry it, which means so long as I need to carry the ma'asir sheni, even one step, I'm going to be patur. The only problem is, you just told me the word se'et is talking about eating. Now you tell me, so that's talking about in Jerusalem. I can't eat it, make pijon, in Jerusalem. Now you tell me se'et means I'm outside Jerusalem and I can't carry it, meaning I'm even one step out and I have to carry it and I can't carry it. Make a pidyon. Make up your mind. You just told me for Rabbi Elazar's hadush that se'et means to eat it, which is in Jerusalem. In Ken, after pasuk was only talking about in Jerusalem, lemakra lo tuchal le'ochlo. The pasuk should have said le'ochlo, to eat. Why did it say if the Torah wanted to tell me a law of in Jerusalem that it became tameh, tell me, because you can't eat it. My se'eto, why did it choose the pasuk se'eto? To teach me carrying. To teach me a din of outside Jerusalem. That as long as I can't carry it, even one step out. What do you mean? Maybe the whole pasuk is coming to teach me the din of carrying outside Jerusalem. Once the ready to use se'eto, who told you it's talking about achila at all? The pasuk would just teach me the law outside of Jerusalem. The pasuk would use the word that I cannot litol, I cannot carry it. That would be the normal word to use. My se'eto, why do you use a word se'eto that's mashma two words? I cannot eat it and I cannot carry it. Shma mina tarte. I learn both laws. So again, the pasuk is teaching me two hadushim over here. Amazing. From one word in the pasuk, I'm learning two different hadushim. Number one, ma'asir shini in Yerushalayim, lo tuchal se'eto. You can't eat it. Oh, you can't eat it. What do you do? Venatata bakesef. Redeem it. Next pshat in the pasuk, lo tuchal se'eto. You can't carry it. Why can't you carry it? You're outside Jerusalem. You can't carry it even one step. It's too heavy. One step outside Jerusalem, you'll be able to make it a pidyon. So se'eto is a dual word. It teaches me not eating it and not carrying it. Now the Gemara has one more question. Yativ Rav Hanina v'Rav Hoshaya v'ka mebaya lehu afetchad Yerushalayim mahu. The rabbis had a question like this. Let's say the Ma'asir Sheni is by the gates of Jerusalem. That is standing. The guy is standing by the gates of Jerusalem and he has Ma'aseh Sheni in his hand. Okay, he's by the gate. Now, Gemara is going to analyze the question. Peshita, it's Pashut. Hu bachutz, let's say the guy himself is outside of Jerusalem. Umasa'o bifnim. And the Ma'aseh Sheni is inside. Okay? But as he's walking in, he's still outside, but the Ma'aseh Sheni is inside. Too late. Kelatuhu mechitzot. Already the gates of Jerusalem have trapped the ma'asir, and you can't make pidyon anymore. It's in already. If it's in already, there's no. Once already ma'asir sheni goes into Jerusalem, you cannot make pidyon anymore. If it's tahor, the question is like this: Hu bifnimu masa'o bachutz mahu? let's say he's inside and the maaser is outside. He's wearing a knapsack. So here's the maaser sheni in a knapsack. So he's in, but the knapsack is out. What do you do with that? Do you say that since he's in, it's considered in, or do you go after the maaser is? Tana lihu ausaba b'debe Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. A certain old man learned it from the Beit Midrash Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. When it talks about maaser sheni, it says ki yirhak memecha makom. You're far from the place of Jerusalem. Now, from the fact that it says ki yirhak memecha to you, so the Gemara says, what did we learn from the word memecha? Mimelu acha, which means memecha from your complete, from your wholeness, which means you and everything that's connected to you is outside. But if part of you is inside already, so then already you're inside, everything goes inside already. Which means the Pasuk says Mimmecha, and from the word Mimmecha we're learning Mimmelu Acha. Your complete, your wholeness has to be outside, which means not only you, but everything that's attached to you, everything that's on you, meaning including the knapsack. And therefore the Pasuk is coming to say that so long as Mimmecha, part of you, is inside, I don't care if it's your masa, it's your load, or I don't care if it's the person itself, you're in. Which means, in order to be considered shayach, to make pidyon, your whole, your mimicha, your whole body, including your load, has to be outside. So to that, the Gemara says a question. Ba'era papa, and this is the last question of the day. Ba'era papa, nakitle bekanya mai. Till now, you're talking about he has a knapsack. So that's part of him. So therefore you tell me his whole. Not only him, but whatever is on him. Good, I understand that. So once he's in, that's it. His whole is not outside. He cannot make pinyon. But what if, let's say, he's holding the ma'aser on a stick? Not on his shoulders. He's in Yerushalayim, he has a stick, and the stick is outside. Now there, that's not part of him, maybe. Maybe I could argue, that's not on him. When the Torah said mimicha, that means your whole being and whatever's on you has to be outside. But you ain't can hear, nothing is on you. You're holding a stick and the stick is outside. Or maybe I'll tell you that bottom line, you're still holding it. And therefore, it's still considered a part of you. And therefore, it's considered your load. And therefore, since you're in, it goes after you. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gabe, your bekanya. Well, your guy's holding the maaser sheni in his back on a long stick, and he enters the wall, and the stick is outside. Do you consider the masah that's on the end of the stick that he's carrying behind him, is that considered part of him? And therefore you cannot make pidyon anymore because he's in. Or do you say, since it's not on his body per se, so it's not considered milu'o, Gemara leaves that in a tikkun. Has to wait for the Eliyahu Navi for that answer. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.